saying? You discovered something that was already here. Amen. Anyway, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I'm going to get back in the spirit. I'm back now. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We're going to read the entire chapter. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 13. You know, let me just pray before I read, because I done just got the spirit all crazy. Lord, help me in the name of Jesus to bring a word like only you can. Reduce me, Lord. Even in the midst of having fun, bring me to the serious mode of bringing the word of God. Although the word of God, Lord, is so piercing, even though it draws, it also pushes some away. Lord, allow this to be a double-edged sword word, that it cuts us yet heals us at the same time. Bring us to a place that we understand that love is the greatest thing that we can do in mankind. It's a revolutionizing agent if we operate in it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1 through 13, read, if I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have the faith that can move mountains but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be still. Where there is knowledge, it will pass. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when completeness comes, what is in part disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. For now we see only a reflection as in a mirror, then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. As you take your seats, I want to speak to you from the subject, the power of love. Not the thin line between love and hate, but the power of love. There is no question that the world needs more than anything, and what the world needs more than anything is love. If people loved each other, really loved each other, there would be no more war, crime, abuse, injustice, poverty, hunger, starvation, homelessness, deprivation, or immorality. Love is the one ingredient that could revolutionize society. Love is the greatest quality of human life. Love is the supreme quality, the most excellent way for a man and woman to live. 1 Corinthians 13 explains the great importance of love. Unequivocally, the decree is pronounced, the judgment is given, and the verdict is declared. The superior quality of life is love, and it's not gifts. See, its most excellent way to live and serve is to possess and share love. See, the Corinthians back then, they thought they was all that in the bag of chips and the apple and the Fruit Loops and everything. And Paul got upset with them because he said, look here, you got all these gifts, but it don't matter how gifted you are, because no matter how gifted you are, if you don't do it in love, you're only a resounding gong and clanging cymbal. Now, catch this. He didn't say what you said was a resounding gong. He said you are a resounding gong, which means, look here, you can be gifted and can sing and can preach and can teach, but if you do it and it's not in love, it's reduced to a talent. That's why some people can get up here and sing and preach and it sound good and people shout, but nobody gets delivered and nobody learns anything. Why? Because there's no anointing in it. Come on, somebody. There has to be love for the anointing to flow, because God is love. And if you don't love your neighbor, you can't even say you know God, because God is love itself. That's why preachers, ministers, you got to be careful of people, because the love that radiates off you, but sometimes begin to confuse folk and they think you like them. Oh, come on, somebody. It's not that you like them. It's the anointing that flows out of you. It's the love of God. And some people get confused. Come on, somebody. That's why sometimes, man, you got to hug women the same way you hug dudes. Hey, hey sister. I love you in Jesus' name. But anyway, but you got to understand, even your gifts, and we got to be careful even as we raise money to make sure that we take care of the building. You, even when you're giving, if you don't give out of love, it don't profit anything. See, can I tell you, when you don't love, it doesn't work? Can you ask Samson? I don't even want to go there yet. Giving without love profits nothing. There are several dangers in giving. There are dangers of giving because you can give out of duty. Give because you feel like you need to. In fact, if you're giving like that, don't give. See, giving with contempt because one is forced to give. Giving with an air of superiority because one has and the needy do not have. Giving with a rebuke because one feels that the needy are just irresponsible and ought to make their own way in life, and giving unsacrificially. So you can give and still not be a blessing because of the heart that you have. You have to give out of love, not to be seen, not so somebody can clap for you, not so you can get this elevation in your organization, not so you can look like you're doing something, not so the news can say what you've done. Yeah, you may get accolades, but you shouldn't do it for the accolades. You need to do it out of love. See, in living and moving among others in the world, a person is to love, and this is what loving others mean. Love suffers long, is patient with people. The word always refers to being patient with people, not with circumstances. All right? Patient with people, not with circumstances. Basically, you can be patient with them, but you ain't got to be patient with what they do. Yeah, see what I'm saying? See, you got to be patient with them, but still handle what they're doing wrong, but still love the individual and still nurture them and try to take care of them, but let them know this ain't right. See, love suffers a long, long time. No matter the evil and injury done by a person, no matter the neglect or ignoring by a loved one, love suffers a long, long time without resentment, without anger or seeking revenge. Love controls itself in order to win the person and to help him live, work, and serve as he or she should. See, you can't be a pastor or a leader without loving people, because people are going to get on your nerves. Why? Because the devil going to make sure they get on your nerves, because they're going to get on your nerves, because you cannot lead people effectively if you don't love them. Love is powerful, and it can revolutionize the world. Dr. King, I know we had a lot of different leaders and a lot of different people that led us, but Dr. King made sure that he preached love. That's what's so powerful about what he did. Two, love is kind, courteous, good, helpful, useful, giving, showing, and showering favors. Love does not reveal, does not revel in hurt and neglect. Love reaches out in kindness and helpfulness, in giving and in showering favors upon a person who neglects or hurts oneself. Even when somebody do you wrong, you still gotta love them. Ooh, even that lady in the next cubicle that's always lying on me. Mm-hmm. See, it's easy to love people who love you. That ain't no challenge. That's easy. I could be a Christian all day long if I just love who do me right and hate who do me wrong. You have to love people even when they do you wrong. Why? Because Jesus walked down 40 and 2 burning generations and rolled himself in the flesh, came out Emmanuel, died for you so that you may not perish but have everlasting life. If he forgave you, you need to learn how to forgive other people. You can't keep holding these records of wrongs on people. God, the Bible even said, we even prayed a prayer, Lord, forgive us our trespasses, and we forgive those who trespass against us. Really, you telling God, don't even forgive me if I don't forgive others. And God even says it in the next verse further down, if you don't forgive your brother or sister, I won't forgive you. So yes, God forgives you of sin, and yes, there's no unforgivable sin, but how can he say, I won't forgive you if you don't forgive your brother? So you got to learn how to love. You can't be elevated in leadership until you learn how to love, because God doesn't trust people who don't love people. Yeah, I know it's some demons that get blessed because the devil is a little G God in this world, but I'm pretty sure that the people in this house would rather get blessed by God and not the devil, right? All right, so just keep your little thoughts. I hear your mind. Well, my boss is, and they may be, But you ain't going to never be the boss if you know God, because God ain't going to bless you before you ready. Because God said, don't even bring me an offering if you're mad at your brother. Go forgive your brother or your sister, then bring it to me. Because if you vex, I can't give you nothing. Because if you angry, you will mess up the blessing I gave you. Yeah. Trying to talk to somebody. See, love does not envy. It's not jealous, does not have feelings against others because of what they have, such as gifts, position, friends, recognition, possessions, popularity, abilities. Love does not begrudge or attack or downplay the abilities and success of others. Love shares and enjoys and rejoices in the experience and good of others. In other words, love don't hate. Come on, somebody. I know people get mad because they say, I talk about haters. I don't think nobody get mad about me saying haters, but haters. Because if you ain't no haters, why would you hate what I said about haters? If you ain't hating. You feel me? See, no. It celebrates when somebody else gets something. You know, some folk get mad and say, you think you all that when you get something. No, they think you all that. It ain't you thinking it. They just mad because they didn't get what you have. But you can't get mad. You know why the devil always trying to make somebody, you mad at somebody? Because he knows God said, if you don't forgive your brothers, I won't forgive you, which means you will stop your blessings up. Some of y'all so crazy, sitting at home wondering why in the world your sink stopped up, but you done cut your lace front off and let it go down the drain. You done shaved your beard and let it go down the drain, and you wonder why it's clogged up. Well, some of your blessings are clogged up because you're not walking in love. You have not forgiven somebody who's done you wrong. And God said, if you don't forgive your brother or your sister, I can't forgive you. That's what he said. Love does not vaunt itself. It's not boastful, does not brag, nor seek recognition, honor, or applause from others. On the contrary, love seeks to give, to recognize, to honor, to applaud the others. And some people ask, why are you always on the news? And I'm not trying to say, I'm on the news because most of the time I don't care about being on the news. I like being in the background. I know y'all don't believe it because under my anointed moment, I ain't going to lie in the pulpit. I'm going to hold on and make sure you know I ain't lying. All right? I'm holding on to the pulpit. I'm telling you that I'm an introvert, and I really don't like talking to people like that. But when I'm under the anointing, I talk. I'd rather be in the background. I tried to give many people the ideas that I do. I tried to give, I'm going to say people's name. I tried to give it to so-and-so, and they didn't take it. Tried to give it to so-and-so, so then I did it myself. And they wonder why the news comes out. I don't even know the news going to be there half the time. Now, if Nico comes in, sometimes I know. But a lot of times, I don't even know. Why? Because God will make sure he brings attention when you're doing it out of love and not your own self-gain. And come on, somebody. You feel me? 5, love is not puffed up, prideful, arrogant, conceited, does not think nor act as though oneself is better or above others. Love is modest and humble and recognizes and honors others. You honor other people. You don't worry about being noticed. Clap for somebody when they do good. And some of y'all just clap for yourself. I'm gonna say something. We got somebody that's always clapping for themselves, and we can't even clap for him because he clapped every time he make a good play. I did it. Don't look at me. You're going to give it away. Lord, forgive me. I stepped outside of the anointing. I'm back. All right. Number 6. Love does not behave itself unseemingly, unbecomingly, rudely, indecently, unmannerly, disgracefully. Love does nothing to shame oneself. Love is orderly and controlled, and it behaves and treats all persons with respect, honoring, and respecting who they are. So basically, if you love like you're supposed to, nobody can really judge you because if you operate in love. Can I tell you something? Even if you really don't love people, just let me show you this. Operate in love anyway. Because look, let me talk to the people who ain't quite delivered yet and still want to be mean. When somebody cuss you out and you don't say nothing, they get madder. Huh? Somebody start cussing you out and you just sit there and you just smiling or you just be quiet. Boy, they get even madder. If you can just control your mouth and shut up, though, if you can just keep quiet for 10 seconds, you can love somebody. Because sometimes your whole attitude follow your mouth. And some of y'all, when y'all say, I blacked out, Pastor, I don't know what I said, I do believe you because your mouth will take over. If you can just shut your mouth for 10 seconds and you will be okay. But love is patient. Love is kind. It don't want to just snap on people. See, some of us want to snap on folks just so we have a story to tell. Y'all know how y'all do. Girl, look what I did. That ain't good. Girl, I told him what I called him and y'all know how y'all do. Hey, dude, let me tell you this. Anyway, but it respects who they are. Can I deliver somebody right quick? Why do y'all get mad at the same person all the time? You already know how they are. Accept them for who they are and put them in a category. Huh? Y'all the one crazy. You keep getting mad at Shanae. You know Shanae gonna keep doing the same thing. You know Ray Ray ain't right. It was funny. I used to date this young lady back in the day, and I told him when we went to this party, I said, all right, my boy so-and-so in the house, he gonna try to talk to you, but don't get mad, because that's who he is. And you know, I just accept him who he is. I mean, I ain't put him in the holy of holies. Y'all gotta learn how to, you know, categorize people and segment them and not pull everybody close to you, but I accepted him for who he was. You know, he gonna always try to talk to everybody's girlfriend. Anybody he see, he gonna try to talk to him. So I just say, hey, I accept him for who he is, because ain't no sense of me getting mad. He gonna be everywhere I go anyway, because we got the same friend, so he can still be my friend. But at the end of the day, I know who you are. And so, like I said, he tried to talk to him, and she got mad because I ain't get mad. Now, what I'm going to get mad for? I done already told you how he is. I got to operate in love and not worry about it. Because, see, if you operate in love, you know you won't be as stressed. Because you won't let people bother you so much. Because why in the world am I going to get mad at so-and-so when I know that's who he is? I love them, but you ain't got to like them. See, y'all think love means you like people. Some of y'all mad because you stuck in a relationship because you love them, but you don't even like them no more. Hopefully you ain't got no silverware on your hands. It ain't you. Hopefully my silverware hand people ain't like that. But some of y'all, you know, that just dating, you know, you don't even like the dude no more, but you still in love.
I hate him, girl, but I love him so much.
So I learned it from King. One day King was preaching, and he said, I'm so glad that God said I had to love my enemies, but I ain't got to like them. He delivered me right there. I ain't got to like you. I just got to love you. You'll get it when you go home after a while, unless you hateful. I don't feel like exegeting all that, but yeah. But some of y'all know what I'm talking about. You stuck with somebody you don't even like no more, but you love him. You can't get away from him. Number six. Hold on, love is not perfect. That's six. I did six already. Number seven. Love seeks not her own. It's not selfish. Does not insist upon its own rights. Love is not focused upon who one is, nor upon what one has done. Love seeks to serve and not others serving oneself. Love is acknowledging others, not insisting that others serve them. It's giving to others, not insisting that others serve them. Look at this. Love does not seek her own. It's not selfish. See, that's what's wrong with church. Everybody want their own way. You can't have a whole bunch of visions in a house and think you're going to be able to survive and do what you're supposed to do. Everybody got their own vision. You got to learn that it ain't going to be your way all the time. And you can't be selfish. Love understands how to take a back seat. See, I go on these trips with other preachers like Guns and all that, and when I go, I'm not in charge. And I remember one time I kept working and sweating, going crazy. Y'all was hitting me on Instagram, talking about, are you all right, Pastor? They trying to kill my pastor. Oh, Lord. And I was tired. And then he asked me to preach one time, and I preached, and some lady said, ooh-wee, I didn't know you was a pastor. I just thought you was Reverend Guns Flunky. I thought you were this and that and this. And she was like, but you this. And she said, why you ain't even get mad when I say that? I said, because no matter what you say, it ain't going to make me a different person. You can think whatever you want to think. But because I love God, I submit to who in charge. That's why it confuses me when you tell somebody to do something as a pastor and they just don't want to do what you ask them to do and they in the leadership. I it baffles me because as a pastor, because I know it ain't about me, and I can submit. Come on, somebody. I was at World Vision. I went to World Vision. I had a 20-something-year-old white girl telling me what to do because she was in charge. And she was like, wow, you do everything I asked you to do. I was just thinking because you were pastor, you were going to do this. Why would I do that? Because the greatest among you must serve. And if you really love God and don't love yourself, you will learn how to submit to leadership. So really, the problem is not me. The problem is not the leader. The problem is not leadership a lot of times. It's because that person didn't operate in love because they selfish. I ain't going around talking about I'm a pastor. I was so glad I ain't have to preach. I had to do one devotion. They asked me to do one devotion because I said something and it just baffled them because, you know, I'm a truthful person. But I'll get that later. I don't want to use that example. But yeah, I'll come back. Remind me. You ain't going to remember because you ain't going to know where I'm at. I'm going to remember that. I'm putting a pin in my thoughts. Love is not easily provoked. Not easily angered, not ready to take offense, not quick-tempered, not touchy. It is not easily aroused in anger, does not become exasperated. Love controls the emotion and never becomes angered without a cause. Without a cause, you might get angry, but it says be angry, but sin not. Even Jesus got mad. Some of y'all mad just because you mad. Some of y'all mad because it's Sunday. Some of y'all mad because I moved the rolls back and then all of a sudden you ain't in the seat you thought was yours. Don't even tithe and think it's your seat. Anyway, I just had to throw that out. Yeah, I know, shady. I just can't help it. Deacon Spells threw that in my mind. Took over my. It doesn't lose control quick. It's calm. It keeps you from being judged because when you love somebody, you'll be able to hear everything they say and understand where they're coming from, even when they're wrong. You won't just get all mad just for getting mad. See, you know, if you get mad quick, people can manipulate you. Has somebody ever asked you for some money, asked you for $20, but you like, I can't give you but 10, and they got mad, and they got so mad, you say, huh, just take it. That's stupid. If you can't afford to get them $20, you can't afford to get them 10, but they done made you so mad, you gave them 20 anyway, you ignorant. Y'all ain't clapping because you, it was you. I know. You ain't got to. Don't try to clap me like that. I'm just saying, now you want to clap. If you don't love people, people can manipulate you easier because sometimes when you say stuff and you don't say it in love, you start feeling guilty about it. But when you say what you need to say the way you need to say it, it won't bother you as much. Yeah, you're going to be a little upset because you hurt somebody's feelings, but as long as you say it in love, it's okay. Come on, somebody. I love the police. I deal with the police. I went to the station when the police officer was shot, but at the end of the day, I will say police officers shoot people that look like me more than they shoot people that look like other people. But that don't mean I don't love you because I tell you the truth. And some people get mad because they hear the truth and they were shocked that I still walked in the hospital when somebody got shot because the officer got shot because they was like, I thought you ain't like police. I don't like when police shoot black people when they got some Skittles and a Coca-Cola and other folks shoot everybody. And y'all chilling in the back, and they take them alive. I have to speak on it. I don't have a choice. But because I know I walk in the love of God, I don't care how many people don't like me, I got to say what I got to say. Y'all don't hear me. Anyway, I'll get back to that. I'm gonna repeat myself because it sounds better in another place. Number 9, love does not think evil. Does not consider the wrong suffered, is not resentful, does not hold the evil done to oneself. Love suffers the evil done and forgets about it. In other words, you don't be wishing your enemy die. Now, we didn't all wish that, or close to it. I'm going to go on and confess. Forgive me, Lord. Come on, somebody. David even said in the Bible, he like, kill my enemies. That's their head on the stone. David would say some mean prayer. David like, kill their mama, their daddy, and their cousin, everybody. But David was a mean joker. Come on, somebody. But at the end of the day, God said, you won't even wish evil amongst your enemy because you love. You will just keep praying for them and hope that they change eventually. See, people get mad because I pray for Donald Trump, but I ain't say I liked him. But I have to pray for him because he's my leader, because God said, pray for your leader. Why would I pray against him when he's supposed to be the person covering me? I just got to hope one day God does something and makes him right and delivers him, because, come on, I just have to pray about it and hope that the divisive spirit that's in him. See, sometimes God can use the enemy better than he can use your ally. I had this one member one time, and I took them to eat. I went to eat with them, and I said their name in a sermon one day, and I said their name, and then they said, Pastor, I want to protect you. I don't want you to say my name no more because I don't want you to get hurt. And I'm like, don't worry about me being hurt. Are you all right? And then they kept saying, no, I'm all right. I don't want you to be hurt. I said, look, I know you didn't vote for me. They said, how you know that? Because I know who you hung around. I know ain't none of one of them jokers voted for me. And see, the thing about it is, that person that could have potentially been my enemy became my greatest ally. You know why? Because the best friends to have is the friends of one of your enemies, because they can tell you what's going on. Every time y'all were trying to vote me out, I knew. Every time y'all had a secret meeting, I knew. I'm just saying. But the thing about it is, your enemies can never become your friends if you always operate in hate. If you're not ready to forgive, if Jesus died for my, can you just think about the sins that don't nobody know you committed? And remember that Jesus died so you wouldn't go to hell for that sin? Then you won't be mad at everybody all the time. People get mad at me because I don't stay mad at people. They be like, why you still talk to them? Why you cause? At the end of the day, I got to do what God wants me to do. I got to love people. Now, I might call somebody and say some stuff without putting Jesus' name on it, but then I come right back and love them. I ain't say I ain't vent now. Can I deliver some of y'all? Because some of y'all think because you a Christian, you got to be perfect. Perfect means you maturing. It doesn't mean you don't do nothing wrong. Perfect means you continue to strive to do better. It doesn't mean you're sinless. It means you sin less. Right? Right? Because can I just tell you the story of Joseph without telling you the whole story? Remember, Joseph was sold into slavery by his brothers. And, you know, and then they said, oh, they were shot, and Joseph saved them and kept them from being starving from the famine. But can you really exegete the text? Do you know what Joseph did? Joseph put some stuff in their bag and act like they stole something. Kept Benjamin there, sent them back, and kept his son, his younger brother. Now, his daddy could have had a heart attack. Jacob's already going out of his mind. And now you done held the other son, and one son done died. And you know what I'm saying? That's just crazy. That ain't right. He didn't have to do that. But I believe the Bible put it in there to make sure that I understood that, look here, can I talk to some gangsters right now? You cussed somebody out last week, but at least you didn't shoot them like you used to. Can I talk to them? Can I talk to them? Okay, now let me talk to people in the suburbs that's fake gangsters. Now, you told somebody off, but at least you didn't cuss at them this week. Come on, somebody. That means you're improving. Come on, somebody. You see what I'm saying? It's improvement. You understand? You got to just make progress. So Joseph didn't kill them, but he showed them some stuff. He didn't have to do that. He could have just said, I'm your brother the first time. He done planted some stuff in them and then tried to blackmail them. That means he wasn't fully delivered. You will never be fully delivered. You just need to continue to grow in love. Do love more than you love. In fact, I'm going to give you your homework in advance. Your homework that I gave to 8 o'clock after the service was this. Find somebody who you don't like. And don't act like you ain't got nobody in your life you don't like. You're fake Christian if you act like you don't. Find somebody you don't like and pray for them. Or find somebody that don't like you and just pray for them all the time. And eventually their heart going to change. Why? Because you're going to change. Because do you know when people walk up on you that don't like you, your body language changes and they think you don't like them either? You come on, somebody. So when you begin to pray for them, your heart going to change and you're going to start reacting to them differently, and they going to change because they going to see the change in you. And then you're going to start praying for yourself more. Like, if I got to pray for this person who I don't even like, I better pray for myself. And then you'll be able to handle all the other people, because if you can pray for the person you don't like the most in life, and get transformed with them, you can be transformed from everybody else. Do that homework, all right? Anyway, back to what I was talking about. Love, does not rejoice in iniquity, unrighteousness, evil, wrongdoing. Love does not take pleasure in the unrighteousness and sin of others. It does not feed upon sin and wrong, nor does it pass along the stories of sin and wrong. Man's nature is too often fed the tragedy of evil, whether personal sin or natural disaster. It don't be rejoicing in that stuff. 11, love rejoices in truth, rejoices when the truth is known, and when it prevails, rejoices when others are recognized and promoted for whom they are and for what they have contributed. Love rejoices when the truth is rooted and grounded in a person and among the people of the world. Note that love never covers nor hides the truth. Love is courageous in that it faces the truth. Again, that's why I still tell the truth. I have basketball tournaments to make sure we bring the police and the community together to make sure that they see us as humans and we see them as humans to make sure that we build love, but I still gonna tell the truth. Black people get shot more than white people by the police. Black people get shot as little kids sometimes. I can't help but tell the truth, but I gotta say it in love. Now, if I'm sitting up there, see, this is the thing. This is why you gotta love people. See, I can go in the police station and tell them what's on my mind, and they can listen to me. They might not agree with me. They may fuss back at me, but I can still walk in there and walk out. You understand? See, the reason why Moses was able to walk in Pharaoh's house and leave is because he grew up in Pharaoh's house, which means Pharaoh loved Moses and Moses loved Pharaoh. That's why he kept giving him all the chance. He let him walk in and walk out. If you love people, you can tell them things other people can't say. I remember this one pastor trying to call me a sellout. But you know you can't tell them that. You're going to give me a microphone. Don't do that. Don't do that and give me a microphone. I'm sorry. It was just crazy to me. But the thing about it is, you can be anybody seen that movie Inside Man with Denzel Washington? You know, he was playing both sides of the fence. And see, when you operate in love, you can play both sides. And you can walk in the evil place and still go back to the church place and not be affected. But because your love, see, when you walk in the hood and they know they love you, more than likely you'll walk out safe. You go there and evangelize with your little long dress on and your wingtip shoes and stuff like that, looking down on them, you might leave without your car. Because when people know you coming to them in love, they respect it, especially if you tell them the truth. I ain't going to sugarcoat what I say. Just ain't in my nature. I try, but it just don't work. Number 12, let me get out of here. I told Miss Simon we were going to be out here early, but black people be lying, girl, when they go to church. I said, we're going to be out here in 15 minutes. You're going to be in town at 1 o'clock. So if she leaves, she got to be somewhere, all right? Yeah, Eric was praying. I ain't get up to 12. I'm going to blame some of it on him. 12. Love bears all things. The word bears means both to cover all things and to bear up under all things. Love does both. It stands up under the weight and onslaught of all things, and it covers up the faults of others. It has no pleasure in exposing the wrong and weaknesses of others. Love bears up under any neglect, abuse, ridicule, anything that's thrown against it. So look, love don't be going there snitching on folk. Now, if somebody shot somebody, you do need to tell the police. But if somebody alcoholic, everybody don't need to know. It's that the people that can help them. You know what I'm saying? So it don't go out there talking and telling about people, but it can handle the onslaught. See, you know, it's funny. So I can go over here and I say something about the police that they don't like, and the police mad at me. But then when I'm dealing with the police and then the community mad at me because they like, why you black and you dealing with the police? Somebody mad at me all the time, but I don't care because I can take the onslaught because I know the vision God gave me. The vision God gave me was to make sure we build relationships so they can see humans instead of statistics. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. And so you can get mad all you want. I can take the onslaught, but I can still do what God want me to do. I can walk in the camp and walk out the camp. You feel me? Oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying. 13, love believes all things. It's completely trusting, always eager to believe the best. It's always ready to believe the best, the Amplified says. Love sees and understands the circumstance and accepts and forgives and believes the very best about a person. Dude, women, you ain't really got gang. That person just love you. It's your lying self. Yeah. But God gonna protect them. You know what I'm saying? Because see, the thing about it, love holds all things. It believes the best of the person, especially a mother's love. A mother love is some crazy love. Mother love, y'all can be in a marching band and everybody can be on the right foot and they son on the left foot. Look at my baby. He the only one on the right foot. Everybody wrong but your baby. Now, how in the world can 1,000 other people be on the left foot but your son the only one right? Why? Because mama love their son. They only see the best in their children. You got to learn how to see the best of people and find the remnant in them that's good so you can help love out of them what's stuck in them. Come on, somebody. They don't send people to the coal mine to get coal out unless they're trying to, you know, build a fire. Most of the time they send them to a coal mine because they're looking for diamonds because at the oh, y'all don't understand. Y'all cussing out some folk that look like coal, but it's a diamond in there. But you got to love the diamond out of them. That's what you do. And I finally hear what somebody told me when I first came in. The church started growing. They said it's church growing too fast, too many people getting saved. That's why they left. But I realized what they were saying is too many people that look like they don't go to church in the church. They don't have their pants up. Well, tell them how to pull them up in love. See, my thing is, y'all be talking about, yo, you can't get a job, you can't get a job. You know what I tell them? If you're trying to fight and hold your drawers up, you ain't going to win. What you going to do? Meet them on their level. Trying to be a gangster. I'm gonna get out of this one. If you want to be serious, get the 8 o'clock sermon. Or just 14, man. Love hopes all things. It never ceases to hope. It expects the good to eventually triumph and to gain the victory. It refuses to accept failure. It always hopes for the best and for the ultimate triumph of good, no matter how fallen or how tragic the fall or how difficult gaining the victory seems. Basically, love never gives up. It always hopes that it's going to win. 15. I'm trying to get you out of here. I'm trying to help you, Miss Simon. I'm trying. 15. Love endureth all things. The word endures is a military word meaning to stand against the attack of an enemy. Love actively fights and endures all attacks. Love is strong, full of fortitude and fight, and it struggles against any and every assault to buckle in to being unloving. Love conquers and triumphs always because it endures all things. No matter what attacks love, named or unnamed, it endures the attack and continues to love. So no matter how many times people hate you, some people call my people dumb people because we such a forgiving people. No, if you're going to keep kicking us, we're going to keep getting back up. But I got to forgive you because if I don't forgive you, my love won't shine through and I may not be able to endure the onslaught that you bring me. But if I can love, if I can get some love, oh, y'all don't hear me. Do you know more people have heart disease that's hateful and mean and have stroke because they're hateful and mean? Not that some people not mean. Some people that's not mean may have it, but more people that's mean and hateful have high blood pressure, heart disease, and stroke because they don't love people, and the devil is trying to kill you. That's why he keep putting people that don't like you beside you in your cubicle. You got to learn how to sit back and love anyway. I'm trying. And I gave you the definitions of love. Because perfect love overcomes all fear. When you operate in love, you won't be afraid to speak up for any and all people that face injustices. Perfect love will cause you to stop begging God to change your situation and start asking him to change you and give you the boldness to change your situation and environment. See, the reason why we don't want to speak out against injustice, even in a loving manner, is because we know that those who speak up for social justice get assassinated. Dr. King, Malcolm X, Megan Evers, JFK, and Jesus was assassinated. I know you say Jesus was crucified because you want to be able to sit at home and cry, and they killed my King Jesus. But if I say he was assassinated, it makes you want to get up off your blessed assurance and do something. He was assassinated for speaking up for women's rights when the adulterous woman was about to be stoned. He said, where is the man who she was with? He spoke in the power of love. He was assassinated because he stood up for other races when deliberate and liberated the Samaritan woman at the well. He operated in love. He was assassinated because he stood against oppressive high priests that used religion to manipulate and take advantage of people. He covered them in love. He was assassinated because he spoke up against an unjust system of rule that oppressed the poor. He stood up for them in love. We don't fear a physical death. We don't even think somebody's going to assassinate us. We fear the assassination of our reputation if we speak. We fear the assassination of our membership in the country club if we speak. We fear somebody's going to call us radical if we speak. We feel like somebody won't let us in a fraternity or a sorority if we're too controversial if we speak. I'm going to tell you right now, when you have perfect love, it casts out all fear. I ain't scared of no man. I ain't worried about my reputation. I ain't worried about getting voted back in. I ain't worried about if I got kicked out of church. I don't care, because he who began a good work in me shall finish it. Yes. He loves me. I wish you could be like Peter. Peter saw Jesus walking on the water. And Peter was in a boat that was about to get messed up. And he saw Jesus crip walking on the water. And he said, Jesus, can I come? And Jesus said, come on. Now, I think some people think that Peter was trying to show out. But when I exegeted the text, I realized Peter was scared. His boat was about to tear up, and he saw Jesus walking on the water. But can I tell you where his security came from? It wasn't because he loved Jesus. It was because he knew Jesus loved him. See, some of y'all, you're trying to love. I don't want you to miss it. I don't want you to miss it. Some of y'all trying to love from the perspective of your own heart, but you shady. We all shady. Peter didn't step out the boat because he knew he loved Jesus. Peter had already denied Jesus. Peter knew he wasn't all that together, but he knew that God loved him more than he loved himself. And when you understand the power of love, I'm not talking about the love you got. I'm not talking about your Eros love because she looked good and she's a brick house. I'm not saying your financial love because he got that paper and I can be secure. I'm not talking about that important love because of his status and where he stands. I'm talking about that agape love that loves me when I do right and loves me when I do wrong. He calls me preacher even when I fall in secret. He calls me. See, the church, the reason why some people can't get healed in the church is because in the church, nobody really want to know your specific sins, because once they do, they judge it. Yeah. That's why the church got to really become a real hospital. We don't really love people, because that's why old school people would say, if I couldn't say a word, Because you know you couldn't say nothing. I'm going to go to the altar and lay this burden down in silence. Because if I know, if I tell deacon, I'm going to be off the deacon board. You got to learn how to love people where they are. Just like God loves you. All I need is 5 more minutes, Sister Shelly. 5 more minutes. I got you. We're going to get a, I'm going to write you a pass, excuse. Now the president's writing an excuse when you be late. Something wrong with me, Jesus. I want to be normal, y'all. I really do. I want to be normal. I feel like Pinocchio. I just want to be normal, man. Love. Help me. Thank you. Pray for me, brother. Pray aloud, Jesus. Love. The great supremacy of love. Both faith and hope are great qualities and gifts, but love is far superior. How? Remember that Paul is contrasting love with the spiritual gifts and dealing with the tendency of people to center attention upon their gifts and accomplishments. Love is far superior to faith and hope for 6 reasons, at least 6. 1, faith focuses upon the revelation of God, whereas love focuses upon God himself. We know about God only by the revelation of God through Jesus Christ, the Word, nature, and inner witness of thoughts and conscience. See, a man believes in God by focusing upon one or more of the revelations about God, but love is different, entirely different. Love focuses and centers upon God himself and stirs relationship and adoration and worship. Faith, of course, can stir the same adoration and worship, but faith can also exist without adoration and worship. So you can have faith and still not really love him. A person can believe in someone and not love them. See, some of y'all say, Pastor, as long as you keep doing what God tell you to do, I'm with you. Well, I know you don't love me, because if I don't do what God told me to do, you going to love me? Nope, I guess not, because you already gave me the conditions. As long as you keep doing what you're doing. So you don't really love me. You love the successes. Yeah, it got quiet. I heard. I don't care. 2, hope focuses upon being eternally with God in a perfect world. But again, love is superior because it focuses upon God himself. A person, again, can have hope in someone without loving him. But a person who loves someone always hopes in him. Like your mama. No matter how many times little Johnny go to jail, mama gonna go, Daddy ain't coming. 3, love, true love, agape love, does not originate in the nature of man or woman, but in the nature of God. God is love. Love is the basic trait of his nature. The very existence of man is due to the fact that God is love, not to the fact that God believed or helped hope or held hope for man. Therefore, love, which is the basic trait of God's nature, is far more superior than faith and hope. Why? Because God is love. Again, be careful, anointed people, because when you're under the anointing, the love of God radiates off of you and people are confused and think you like them. No, it's the love of God that radiates from you. The anointing is love. All right? Number 4, true love is a gift of God. A man, a woman can know true love only as he or she comes to know the love of God. Faith arises from the heart of a man, but love is deposited or given to man by God. It is shed abroad in the heart of God. Apart from God, man loves only those who love him. He or she either opposes or withdraws from those who hate them. A man can only love, agape love, or he or she, if they're enemies, through God's love. Therefore, love, being the very special gift of God, is far superior to faith and hope. And see, the only way that you can deal with your enemies and they let you in the door is you walk in love. Because, see, a lot of times people think, because I love them, and they see my big teeth and sears, and then they think I'm some punk, but then they realize, oh, he'll keep it real. Because they feel the love on me, so they don't think I tell them the truth in the police station. They don't think I tell them the truth
in the White House. They don't tell, I'm telling the truth when I go to the city council. They don't, you understand? Because the love that's on me opens up doors. So when you begin to have love, that is the revolutionary tool that God has given you, because people are comfortable with you because they know that you're not there to hurt them or kill them. They can feel the love that's on you. Now, they will get mad when you tell the truth, but they'll get over it. Number five, experience and nature itself prove that faith and hope reach and grow people. But love reaches and grows people far more than any other gift or quality. Because when you start forgiving people, ooh, even when they do you wrong, ooh, I'm a six. A person can believe in God, yet feel he or she is above others. He or she can act prideful, arrogant, and super spiritual. I'm blessed and highly favored of the Lord. He may hope for an eternity to be with God and with other believers, yet he or she can be cold and distant. Y'all know some cold church folk? Don't look at them. But yeah, but love, true love, has no weaknesses or dangers. Love never fails, never comes short. But remember, love is not indulgence and license. Love involves control and discipline, as well as care and giving, selflessness and sacrifice. So look, love gonna cost you something. Love ain't free. It takes, you know why a lot of people get divorced and there's only 50-50 chance even in the church? It's because love is work. Y'all thought love is just automatic. No, that's infatuation. Uh-huh. When that dude's six-pack start turning to a six-gallon, do you love him? Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm just saying. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm just saying. Do you really love? Huh? See, God loves you no matter what you do. No matter how many times you mess up, God loves you. But we don't really love. Oh, yeah, you laughing hard. Stop laughing so hard. He's going to get mad at you in a minute. She laughing too hard. He's like, when we go home. Let me go over here. Jesus. Oh, God. Hey, keep on laughing. Laughable. Thomas, man. But seriously. I'm just going to look straight ahead. Anyway, love is a powerful tool. Love can revolutionize the world, because when you love people, it breaks down barriers. When you really, truly love people. See, kids even show you, because kids are so pure and real. Kids will say, that teacher don't like me, that's why I ain't doing my work. And they need to learn, they need to do their work anyway, but they still got the sermon because they so pure. But some of us make people uncomfortable and don't even know why they're uncomfortable. It's because people realize that we don't love them. Because even if we don't have the Holy Spirit, we still got our animalistic instinct. Because we still animals, even though we're humans. We just a social animal. You feel me? So you're still a part of the animal kingdom. I'm just saying. Just keeping it real. I mean, I ain't calling you no ape or nothing, but I'm just saying. You got instincts. Even if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you got instincts. You can tell when you're in danger. Because your animalistic instinct is in you, even if you don't have the Holy Ghost. So what I'm telling you is this. When we walk in love, we can change the world. You can change the world with love. God gave us a powerful tool, because when we love, we really, truly know God. The greater we love, the closer we are to God. Why? Because God is love. And if you don't love your brother or sister, you can't love God. Let me end with this. Some of you all need to understand that the Bible says love your neighbor as yourself. But you got to love yourself. Some of you all need to forgive yourself for some things you've done. You need to let go of the past, and God has forgiven you. So who are you to hold a grudge against yourself when God says, I forgive you? You got to learn how to love unconditionally. But if you don't love yourself, you can't love me. If that person don't love themselves, they can't love you. That's why people can just shoot people and not care, because they don't love themselves. They don't value their own life. And the reason, some of us, if we love somebody, we done prevented a murder and don't even realize it.
Because once you start loving somebody and they love themselves, they'll start valuing somebody else. No one can value another person's life if they don't value their own life. But the only way you can understand this love I'm talking about, to love your enemy, even if your enemy does you wrong and don't love you, you have to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Is there one who wants to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? If you're doing, you on social media, inbox me. CD, call the church, email me. If you're right here, the doors of the church are open for you. Is there one that wants to accept Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior? Is there one that wants to join? Yeah, come on, whatever you want to do, just come on. Anybody want to accept Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior? Anyone need a church home? Anyone that says, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer? Is there one? Hallelujah. Is there another? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I ministers, y'all on the front row for a reason. When women come down, come on. Let's get to them. They thought their front seat was free. Is there one? Is there another that wants to accept Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior? Is there one? Is there another? Hallelujah, Jesus. Is there another? Is there anyone that needs prayer? Anyone that wants to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Is there one? Is there another? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is there another? Hallelujah. Is there another that wants to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Is there one that needs a church home? Is there one that says, me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer? Is there one? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Is there another? Is there another? Yes.
Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing
Yes. Yes.
Woo! Falling in love with Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Falling in love.
Yes.
With Jesus.